I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Wednesday, May 18th. The Quincy City Council begins poring over Mayor Thomas Koch's proposed budget for the next fiscal year tonight. A public budget hearing will be held at 6:30 at City Hall. Officials will be reviewing the budget line by line for each department. Tonight, councilors will first hear a presentation on city revenues and then examine the budgets for the municipal finance, human resources, assessors, treasurer, collectors, fire department, planning department, and several others. Two more budget hearings are scheduled for next Monday and Wednesday evenings. The $372 million spending plan represents an almost $27 million increase over the current year's budget. Mayor Thomas Koch asked department heads to hold the line on budgets. He says a majority of the increase is to pay the debt on the $475 million bond that the city took out last year to pay off its pension obligations. The city council may cut or approve the budget as written, but cannot add to the plan. The council has until June 17th to vote on the budgets. There were two promotions on the Quincy Police Department yesterday. Officer Danny Church was promoted to sergeant, and Sergeant Paul Coughlin was promoted to lieutenant. Church has been with the Quincy Police since 2005, works the overnight shift in patrol, and is a firearms instructor. Coughlin began his career with the Quincy Police in 2012 and became a sergeant in 2019. He worked in the traffic department before becoming a sergeant and is currently the patrol sergeant during the overnight shift. The promotion ceremony was held at Quincy City Hall yesterday afternoon. No one was hurt when a tree fell on a car parked on Quincy Avenue in Quincy this morning. Police say the tree came down on the car parked near 292 Quincy Avenue near Dependable Cleaners just after 5 a.m. No one was in the car, and the tree was cleared from the roadway. It is unclear what caused the tree to fall. Well, a local doctor is distributing the samples of baby formula that she receives from manufacturers to help combat the nationwide formula shortage. Dr. Katie McBrine of Scituate Pediatrics put an all call on social media as parents scramble to feed their babies while store shelves are empty. The shortage began due to contaminated formula from Abbott's Michigan manufacturing plant that was tied to several infant hospitalizations, including two deaths due to a rare bacterial infection. In response, Abbott shut down production at the plant and recalled various lots of three popular powdered infant formulas in mid-February. Abbott announced on Monday it reached an agreement with the U.S. Food and Drug Administration to restart production at the Michigan plant, its largest domestic factory. The baby formula maker said, however, that it will take between 6 to 8 weeks after production resumes before new products begin arriving in stores, and the company didn't set a timeline to restart production. McBrine said she and fellow pediatricians fear that some parents have already taken extreme and potentially dangerous measures while facing the shortage. Parents, she said, should not water down formula, not try to make their own formula, and be careful about buying formula online or from outside the country. Congress is working to ship in more formula from FDA-approved facilities overseas, and Abbott is ramping up production at its plant in Ireland to ship millions of cans stateside. Abbott said it's prioritizing production of liquid formula in the U.S., and McBrine said an Abbott representative told her yesterday pediatricians will get more samples this week. Congress will also take up an emergency spending bill this week in an effort to address the nationwide shortage. Late yesterday morning, Governor Baker's aides cleared his schedule for the rest of the day, which included two public events. It appeared Baker was sick, but officials confirmed it was not COVID-19. Although the governor dodged the virus, positive case counts continue to rise across the state. Department of Public Health reported there were over 10,000 new confirmed cases since last Thursday. In addition, 973 probable cases were reported. The department also listed 739 patients as currently hospitalized with the virus. As of Monday, the 7-day average of new confirmed cases across the state is just over 3,300. The average has been trending up since March 13th. The lowest the average ever reached was 64 back on June 25th of last year. The highest was over 23,000 on January 8th of this year. While many have become accustomed to lower numbers and a break from COVID during the warmer months, officials are urging caution. Positive cases are continuing to come from the Statehouse as well, as it is now open to visitors regardless of whether or not they've been vaccinated or taken a COVID test. Legislators are working in a mask-optional environment. Lawmakers are allowed to participate in sessions remotely. Inflation has not hurt the casino business in Massachusetts. The Gaming Commission said the three casinos in the state took about $99 million in gross revenue just last month. Encore Boston Harbor led the way with $63.7 million. MGM Springfield had $22.5 million, and the Plain Ridge Park Slots Parlor brought in just under $13 million. The state has received nearly $28 million in taxes. Since casino gambling became legal in Massachusetts, the state has received more than $1.1 billion in taxes and assessments. The number of hate crime incidents reported by police in Massachusetts rose 4% from 2020 to 2021. The increase from 386 to 403 incidents is part of a broader trend in the state that has seen hate crimes increasing every year since 2018. The data shows every incident police have classified as hate crimes. It also reveals some groups have seen an increase in the number of hate crimes targeted toward them, including anti-Jewish hate crimes, rising from 42 incidents in 2020 to 58 last year. Anti-Asian hate crimes rose from 22 to 29 incidents. Anti-LGBTQ rose from 61 to 74. The most common forms of hate crimes were intimidation, destruction or vandalism, and assaults. Boston saw a decrease, but other communities saw rises, including Danvers, Cambridge, and Salem. AAA expects more than 39 million people in the U.S. will travel 50 miles or more from home during Memorial Day weekend. About 950,000 people from Massachusetts will travel that distance. The huge majority will drive to their holiday destinations. The most traffic around Boston is expected the afternoon of May 27th. AAA is predicting the busiest travel season in 5 years. On top of the record high gas prices, airfare is about 6% more expensive than it was last year. Hotel prices are also up more than 40%. Daily car rentals are about 16% less than what they were in May of last year. AAA said 36.2 million people traveled during Memorial Day weekend last year. Boston does better than all but a handful of cities in a new ranking of America's best places to live. U.S. News & World Report came up with its list by looking at the 150 most populous metro areas. Boston finished 18th. Boston performed the best in the areas of desirability, job market, and quality of life while getting a middling grade for value, given the sky-high price of real estate in the area. Huntsville, Alabama was first on the list, followed by Colorado Springs and Green Bay, Wisconsin. Portland, Maine was ranked 8th. Manchester, New Hampshire ranked 60th. Worcester was 69th. Last fall, Boston was ranked the 43rd best place to retire by U.S. News. Check of business news this morning. Stocks are higher. The Dow rose 431, the NASDAQ up 321, and the S&P added 80. Asian stocks were mixed after Wall Street rose and the Fed said it would raise interest rates further if needed to cool inflation. Currencies are down. Oil is at $113 a barrel. Sports. Celtics lose game one to the Heat in Miami last night, 118 to 107. Game two tomorrow night in Miami at 8:30. And the Astros trouncing the Red Sox at Fenway 13-4. They'll try again tonight at 6:10. Forecast from the National Weather Service today. Mostly sunny and pleasant with the high in the low 70s. Cloudy tonight, low of 48. Tomorrow, scattered showers throughout the day. Highs only in the low 60s. Partly sunny, 82 for Friday. And then Saturday, hazy, hot, and humid at the high of 94 degrees. For the boater, waves 2 feet. Northwesterly winds will be decreasing throughout the day. The high tide at 2 o'clock this afternoon. Sunrise, 5:19, set at 8:01. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Wednesday, May 18th.